This is going to be one of them nights you're going to be glad I'm a fast talker. Nah. This morning we was in James chapter number 1, and we talked about that we must endure so we don't fizzle out in 2021, and we don't die out, and we don't give out, and we don't get out. You know, I always said I'd rather burn out than get out. You know, out's out. I've come to realize in my life, if you burn out, you're out. If you die out, you're out. If you get out, you're out. Out's out. So you say, preacher, how do I keep from burning out? How do I keep from fizzling out? How do I keep from getting out? How do I stay on the course that God's called me to do in my life? And that's only by one way, and that's by staying in the Word of God, staying in prayer, staying focused on what God has called you to do. This afternoon, we're going to look at developing endurance this afternoon. And there are going to be some things in your life that you're going to need in 2021 to remember to keep on enduring. Right now, it's a new year. We've shot fireworks, and man, I'm talking about everybody's excited. They've seen the glow and all of that. But come about February, it'd be like buying a new car. Can I get amen? Hey, when you first buy that thing and they defer the payments for 90 days, you're happy. And man, I'm talking about that's the best thing since sliced bread. But then, 90 days, and that piece of paper comes in the mail. And that new car ain't what it used to be. Because now you have to make sure you take care of it. You have to make sure you watch after it. Amen? So this afternoon, James chapter number 1, and we're going to look at 1 through 4 again this afternoon. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, developing endurance. The Bible says in James chapter number 1, verse number 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man that think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I want to say it's been good. Lord, I want to thank you that there's a day in my life when Brother Garrett sung that song that I can stand on. Lord God, that day that I didn't meet you, but you met me. Father, I didn't go seeking for you, but you come seeking for me. And Lord God, I thank you that you saved my soul from a devil's hell. And Lord God, I thank you that in 2021 I can live for you because of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I pray this afternoon as we look as enduring and just keep going on and doing what you called us to do, I pray this afternoon that we keep looking to the cross. Lord, I pray for every man, woman, boy, or girl that's in this place this afternoon. I pray you just watch over them, bless them in a mighty way. Lord, I pray right now you guard my throat, you guard my thoughts. Everything that I would say, I pray it be pleasing to you. Lord, I ask you to hide me behind the cross. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, all of God's people said. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. James chapter number 1, we're looking tonight. Developing endurance. James here, he wrote to the brethren that we must let patience. If you look there in verse number 4, as we go down through there, he wrote, but let patience. And that's what he's talking about, or endurance. If you look at that word patience, it can also bring the meaning of endurance in your life. You know what? We're not called to sprint this thing called Christianity. It's a marathon that we're on. Hey, it's for the long haul. It's for the long distance. And if we ain't careful, we'll get to that place where we'll want to die out, fizzle out, or get out. But friends, tonight, you know what God's called us to do? He's called us to enjoy this thing called Christianity. When you've been born again, He's called us to enjoy that and develop some things in our life that we can be on fire for God and let God use us in a mighty way. As we look in the text tonight, And we look at this tonight, we can see that we must develop our endurance. And there's four major areas. I want to look through the Word of God tonight and look how we can develop our endurance tonight as a born-again believer tonight. You know somebody that runs a marathon or that does that in their life, they just don't jump out there and run that marathon. They just don't jump out there and run that long distance, because if they did and there was no training and there was no nothing in their life, they would get to a point that they couldn't keep going on. Hey, but tonight we have a local body church. We have you and I tonight and the Holy Spirit tonight that helps us develop this in our life. And I want to look at five areas tonight. I know you think, oh my goodness, five areas? We'll be very quick tonight. Number one tonight, though, I want to look at for the joy. Look what he says here in verse number two. He says, my brethren, the ones that's been born again, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He says tonight, the one way we can develop our endurance tonight is by joy and praise helps us endure tonight. Our joy and our praise, it helps us endure in the life that we live tonight. I would ask you tonight in 2020, how much joy did you have? How much praise did you have? Here at the church, there wasn't a whole lot of joy going on in 2020. There wasn't a whole lot of praise going on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. Hey, we lost a lot of dear loved ones, amen? We lost a lot of people to that old disease and COVID. And I want you to know it's been a tough year. But I want to say to you, in 2021, it's going to be like in 2020, we must have joy and praise. If we're going to keep on enduring and letting God lead us, we must get our joy back where it needs to be, and we must get our praise back to where it needs to be. Hey, when we walk in this house tonight, you know what? You and I both has the opportunity to praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, He's done too much for us not to praise Him. Amen? He's done too much for us for joy not to reign in our life tonight. Look with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2 tonight. That's where I want to look at. That joy and praise that helps us to endure tonight, to help us to get through tonight and do what God has called us to do. Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2. And I read this morning, I want to read it again tonight. So we don't fizzle out and we develop endurance, we must have joy and praise that helps us endure. You know who had joy and praise? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our greatest example had ever been. Hey, He had joy and He had praise even when He went to the cross of Calvary. Look in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 2. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy, there it is, who for the joy, look what he says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God tonight. Friends, tonight, if you're going to have joy and praise, we must look to the author and finisher of our faith. I don't know what 2021 is going to bring, but I do know this. God Almighty, He's still the same. Amen? He's still sitting on the throne. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the joy business. He's still in the praising business. As we was in Gatlinburg and we were standing there in that long line to get into that concert or whatever we went to, hey, I was just along for the ride. I couldn't understand half of what they were saying. Hey, but I was sure glad to be there. But I'll never forget standing out there, that little old girl, she asked Brother Barnes, said, do you know a song? And Brother Barnes, man, they started letting out sang it. And there was probably, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people in the line. And when one person started singing, Victory in Jesus, you know what? It wasn't long till the whole crowd started singing, Victory in Jesus. If you'll just show the crowd that you have victory in Jesus, it won't be long somebody else can realize that they can have victory in Jesus. Amen? Because we have joy and we have praise because of Jesus Christ. Hey, but I think about the old story told out in the West. They said there was a man out there, an old farmer, and a storm had come through that night, and he got looking all over, and his goats was gone, his sheep was gone, his cows was gone. There was nothing left in the pasture. There was nothing left nowhere. And he went to the hen house where the roosters and the hens would be. And when he got to the hen house, he said it was completely destroyed, Brother J.D. There was nothing left. There was nothing there. All of his hens was gone. All of his roosters was gone. He thought they was. He thought they was. He said, but it wasn't but a little bit, and it was still dark. Almost the sun was coming up. He said he heard something under the rustle and under the debris, and he got looking over there, and all of a sudden, this old rooster, all wet and feathers all gone, he came up from there, and you know what a rooster does when the sun comes up? Hey, he gets to crowing. Can I get an amen? Friends, I want you to know the sun has arose. Hey, we got something to crow about. We got something to cackle about. We got something to scream about, and His name's Jesus tonight. Amen. Hey, if we just keep looking to that author and finisher of our faith, we can be like that old rooster. We can have something to crow about. Amen. I don't know about you, but I thank God that the sun has rose in my life, don't you? Hey, but not only do we see here that we can have joy and praise and it'll help us to endure, but there's some other things in the Word of God we're going to look at that'll help us endure. I don't know about you, but I like being around people that's on fire for God, don't you? Man, I like being around them kind of people. You know why? Because I don't stand out as bad. Okay, we got visitors in the house tonight. We'll try to act dignified, Brother Keith, to the best of our ability. Brother Keith knows better when he knew better when he come in, amen? But you know what, folks? I always said this, and I always say it. The crowd, the world says once you get saved, the fun's over. Can I say to you tonight, when I got saved, the fun just begun. when I got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the fun just started in my life. At that moment, when I'd come up from that floor and I come up and Jesus Christ had touched me and saved my soul from a devil's hell, right there immediately, my joy and praise come alive in my life. Nothing to me, but all to Him. He says that we can keep on enduring and we can keep on pushing through in 2021 because we have joy and we have praise. But I want to look at something else tonight. If you'll look with me to Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 5. We know that in the book of James, he said, let patience have its will or endurance. But if you'll look with me tonight to Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 5, you can endure because God's power helps us to endure. His power is what helps us endure in the things that we have going on in our life. Well, Romans 15, 5, God's power helps us to endure or to keep going on. Hey, it's been a rough year this past year, but we got a new year now, and we're going to keep pushing on and letting God lead us. In Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 5, here's that word again. Now the God of patience or the God of endurance tonight, if there's anybody ever endured anything, it was Jesus Christ. He has endured more than anybody else. There's a lot of things, a lot of times I think that I have my back against the wall. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, there's never been a time that I've had my back against the cross. He had His back against the cross. He had them nails in His hands. Friends, if there's anybody ever endured the cross, it was Jesus Christ. He says here in Romans 15, 5, now the God of patience or endurance and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. He said, if you want to keep enduring and you want to keep marching on and you want to keep doing what God's called you to do, number one, let that joy and praise come alive in your life. Number two, let God's power come alive in your life. You know, there's a lot of times, a lot of things go on in my life, in your life, that I can't do nothing about. And you know what you do when you can't do nothing about it? Just leave it alone. If you can't do nothing about it, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Tonight, and we read the Word of God, He said, let patience or let endurance have its perfect work in your life. Friends, tonight we get to this place, and I want you to know our faith and everything that we base our life on, Jesus Christ, everything that we ever look at, and everything that we've ever put our faith, hope, and trust in. I want you to know the world will tell you that it don't work. The world will tell you it's not the right way. The world will tell you there's a lot of different ways. But I want you to know tonight, if you're going to keep on keeping on, it'll be because of Christ Jesus. And He says tonight, number one, joy and praise helps us to endure. Number two, God's power helps us to endure. But number three tonight, I want you to look to Philippians 3:13, leaving your failures behind helps us endure. Ooh, leaving your failures behind. Philippians 3:13. Leaving your failures behind. I'd ask you a question. In 2020, did you fail at something? Don't raise your hand. I did. I'm sure you have too. You know what you do in 2020? That failure you had, you leave it in 2020. You don't bring it to 2021. It's a new year. You leave that 2020 over there by leaving your failures behind. Leaving what's in your past in your past. Leaving what's holding you back in your past. And letting God use you the way that He's wanting to use you. Nobody knows the way God's going to use you but you. God's not going to tell me how He's going to use you. God's going to tell you how He wants to use you. You ever thought about that? Tonight, God's going to tell you, He's going to bring your eyes open to what He wants you to do. And He's going to give you joy, He's going to give you praise, and He's going to give you power to leave what's in the past in the past. If you keep looking in the past at what's back there, endurance and patience won't have its perfect will in your life. Amen? Is everybody on speed with me tonight? He said, I want you to leave your failures behind. You know what Paul did when he comes here and we're looking in the book of Philippians? You know what he did here? He could have always been known as the one that persecuted the church. But he didn't stay there. You know what he did? He got a new name. He got a blank page. And he said, now I'm going this way. I'm not going that way. You know what repentance does? A repentance is a turnaround. You're going this way, then all of a sudden you turn, you start going the other way. And he says tonight in 2021, we need to keep going the way of the cross. We need to keep going the way God's called us to do. Number one, we do that by joy and praise. Number two, we do that by the power of God. And number three, we do that by leaving the past in the past. The past in the past. I want to share this with you. Man, in my life, about leaving the past in the past, I've shared it at Broken Lives. I don't know why I'm sharing it tonight, but it's for somebody. Man, I had a grudge against an individual. Won't use no names. But man, if I could have got my hands on him at one time in my life, I was wanting to whoop him. Y'all know what whoop means? I'm not talking about with a belt whoop, Brother Travis. I'm talking about whoop. And I done got saved. By this time, I hadn't seen him in years. I got saved. Man, first thing they said, you don't go to jail ministry with me? I said, yeah, I told the preacher, let's go. I said, but whatever we do when we get in there, there's the preacher and Brother Larry Land. I said, whatever you do, when I get to that jail, I do not want to say a word. I don't want to speak. That's fine. We won't ask you to. We're sitting there in that jail, and I'll never forget it. When they got done, they looked at me and said, you got anything you want to say? And you just told me you weren't going to ask me. I jumped up, man, and the Spirit of God was so thick in that place. And we got out, there I was with a deacon and a preacher. We start to max minute Martin Vernon. And I done sent him word, man, I didn't like that fella at all. At all. A-L-L, all. Zero tolerance. And man, I got going in that store, I'll never forget it as long as I live. And me and the deacon and the preacher, see if you run with your deacon and your preacher. Come on. Don't run with that old crowd. Well, I'm going to win them. No, you won't. They'll win you. You run with the crowd that you know that's going the right way. And we opened that door, we went in there, and I said, I'm going to buy y'all's tonight. I'm going to buy y'all's Mountain Dew tonight. And when I turned that curve and Max met at Martin Vernon, I looked down that aisle, there that boy was. And I seen him, and he seen me, and the first thing he done, he took that drink machine, opened that door, opened in between me and him. And I got to him, I grabbed the drink machine door, I was wanting to hug him, love on him. And when I'd pull this way, he'd pull that way. I'd pull this way, he'd pull that way. And I told him, I said, man, I'm not who I used to be. I've been born again. And I said, man, I want to tell you about Jesus. And he looked at me, I said, this is my preacher, and this is a deacon in the church. And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He closed that door, and you know what I done? I reached around that individual, and I loved him, hugged him, patted him on the back. And I said, man, I have forgiven you of everything. I pray you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I left the past in the past. He said, Brother BJ, what'd you lose by doing that? I didn't lose a thing by leaving it in the past. I gained so much more. I gained peace. I gained rest. I gained mercy. I gained everything that Jesus Christ wants to give me. He said, I've come to give you peace. Not as the world gives you, but as I give you. Folks, tonight, if you're holding on to something, a grudge against somebody, or you're holding on to something that you can't get over, let it go tonight. You're not hurting nobody but yourself tonight. You're not hurting nobody else but yourself tonight. You say, well, preacher, you don't know what they've done. It doesn't matter what they've done. It's what he done on the cross. On the cross, he says, we can forgive and we can forget and we can get over it and we can keep living that life. You said, how am I going to do that? The only way is you're going to do that by leaving your past. When you do, you'll start having joy, you'll start having peace, and you will see the power of God come alive in your life. Let me show you something else tonight here in the book of Philippians. Look with me here, if you will, tonight in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3 and verse number 13. He says, brethren, all the way tonight we're talking about saved, folks. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Here's what he says. He says, I've left everything behind and I'm following Jesus Christ. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, if you want to know what I'm doing now and how I'm enduring as a Christian and everything's going the way it should, it's because I'm stretching for one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. For one thing is Jesus Christ. I've seen daddies all over this room get right with the Lord and their kids get right. I've seen daddies all over this room get right with the Lord and their kids get right. I've seen mamas all over this room get right with the Lord and husbands get right. I've seen kids get right with the Lord and the whole family get right. I've seen it in this place. Why? Because you got one mark you're reaching toward, and it's Jesus Christ. I want to show you the fourth thing tonight as we start to wind down. Number one tonight, how can we develop that endurance and let God lead us? Number one, by the joy and the praise that helps us to endure. God's power helps us to endure. Leaving your failures behind helps you to endure. Number fourth is spiritual goals. Spiritual goals in your life will help you endure. I'd ask you tonight, do you have any spiritual goals? You may have financial goals, but I'm talking about spiritual goals. You may have physical goals. I ain't going to ask you tonight. Somebody may have said, I'm not eating bread for all year. Or I may not do no cold drinks for whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a spiritual goal in your life tonight. When he was at that conference, Tim Tebow said he had two things he'd done before every game. They said he was little. Man, standing on stage, he looked like a monster. His arms was that big around. He said there's two things he'd done before every game, because when he went out, everybody was either for him or against him. He said when he done the gator walk and come out of the tunnel, there was two kind of fans. He said you'd think it'd only be fans in there, but they was the ones that gave you negativity and the ones that gave you positive, the truth. He said there's two songs that he listened to on them beats when he had come out for the Florida Gators. Number one, he listened to John Michael Montgomery, "I'm a Lucky Man." It's what he listened to. And he said number two, the song that he would listen to is "Casting Crowns, The Voice of Truth." He said when he walked out, he had the opportunity to either listen to the naysayers or he had an opportunity to listen to the voice of truth. This afternoon, church, I want you to know when you set a spiritual goal, the naysayers are going to tell you you can't reach it. But don't you listen to them naysayers. You listen to the voice of truth. If the voice of truth is giving you a goal in your life to reach, you reach for that goal, because that voice of truth will never lead you wrong. It'll never lead you in the wrong path, and it'll never lead you down the road of destruction. Let me show you this tonight. If you'll look with me to the Philippians, right in the same verse, chapter number 3 and verse number 14. Spiritual goals will help us to endure. Let patience, James 1:4, let patience, let endurance. Look in Philippians 3:14. Spiritual goals will help us to endure. Spiritual goals will help you endure. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 2021, if I could give you anything, it'd be this: press toward Jesus. If the church wouldn't have flipped out, I kind of kicked this thought around. You know what I was wanting to do? Not to fizzle out. You say, "I'm not going to fizzle out." I was wanting to take a Sharpie and write on that wall everybody's name. That was my first thought. And then my second thought was, don't push your luck. Listen to me. Listen to me. 2021, I want you to visualize right now you wrote your name on that wall. You didn't write it on there for me. If your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's good enough. That name written down. Not to fizzle out, not to get out, but to stay with joy. Praise. Let His power leave the past in the past. Set me a goal that I'm going to do what God's called me to do inside this church and out in this community. I'm going to let nothing hinder me. I'm going to keep pushing to that mark. I'm going to start reaching for that prize. I'm going to keep going to what God's called me to do. If you do that come 2022, I promise you, you won't be worried about fizzling out. You'll still be on fire the way God's called you to be. Folks, tonight, as a church and as your pastor, tonight, I beg you, do not fizzle out in 2021. Don't fizzle out. Don't get to the place where you say, it'd just be better for me to stay at home. Don't get to the place where I'm not needed, because you are needed. Everybody in this church is needed. Everybody in this building tonight is needed in the kingdom of God. Because it works. That's how He does it. It works. And I want to give you the fifth thing tonight to keep you enduring and not fizzle out. Number one, that joy and that praise. Man, that power of God, what it'll do, keep you right where you need to be. Man, it'll keep you right on the line where you want to go. Leaving that past behind. Reaching to some spiritual goals that you can get a hold of. And my fifth and final point is this: you can obtain them by putting on the armor of God. 2021, first Sunday. First Sunday in 2021. Make sure you got your armor on. Make sure you're ready, because the battle's coming. He's fighting my battles, but we still need the armor. Let me show you this tonight in the text. If you'll turn with me there tonight, and we'll look there and we'll be closing. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 13. He says tonight God's armor will help us to endure and not fizzle out. The armor of God. One of the greatest lies ever been told is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. I'd rather take a stick and stone beating any day than a tongue lashing. Words hurt. Be careful with them in 2021. Words hurt. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 13. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole, Ephesians 6, 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, not part, but the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, verse 14 he says, stand. When you've done all you can do to stand, just stand. There's people in here right now, all you can do is just stand. The joy just ain't where it used to be. The praise ain't where it used to be. And you think the power's done faded out. And the goals that you had in mind for 2021, you've seen them slip away. Things that you thought, man, 2021 is going to be a wonderful time. So what am I going to do now? You just keep standing. You just keep standing. Right where God's put you, you just keep standing. Watch what he can do. Stand therefore. Look what he says in 14. Having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So what are you talking about, preacher? Tonight, we got to put on the whole armor. That's salvation, that's faith, that's truth, that's righteousness, that's the word of God. And that is prayer is a must if we're going to endure in 2021. This year, my prayer is that we as a church to develop an endurance together, not separate, but together as a body of believers so we can grow strong together in this place. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is when we walk in them doors, no matter what's happened out there, our joy be right where God would have it to be. Our praise be right where God would have it to be. Amen? Let his power rain down on us like never before. Leave the past in the past. As a church, set us some goals that are obtainable. Never set a goal that ain't obtainable. If you know you can't do it, don't set it. Because all you'll do is look at yourself as a failure. Everybody understands that, right? I'm not going to set a goal as a millionaire. I'm going to do that, Brother Jake. I ain't going to do that. And when we set that goal, just put on that full armor, and when them fiery darts come, we can knock them away in the name of Jesus Christ. I would ask you one question this afternoon. Are you ready to have some kind of endurance that God's going to give us like we've never seen for 2021? If you are, I wish you would visually in your mind right on that wall up there. No matter what happens in 2021, I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm going to run for Jesus. I'm going to reach for Jesus. And I'm going to let Jesus have his perfect will in my life. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight. Everybody in this room loves new things. We love a new year. Because we can leave the past in the past. Lord God, as a church, we've had a past. But we're looking to now, the present, the future. Lord God, we just want to see you show up and show out in a mighty way. Lord God, as I've heard these people all over this building say, just one more. Lord God, we pray for just one more soul to come to know you in 2021. Lord God, I pray we'd be a church that's seeking the lost. Out knocking on doors. Have a burden for their soul. Lord God, just burden our heart for what burdens yours. Father God, I pray we develop something tonight, endurance in our life like never before, that we can keep on keeping on the way you've called us to do. Lord, if there's one in here tonight that's hurting, it's about ready to fizzle out and get out, I'd pray tonight, Father God, they'd come to an old-timey altar and they'd do business with an old-timey God. Lord, you ain't changed not one bit. You always do it the same way, no matter where we're at or what we do, you do it the same way, and that's your way. Lord God, tonight, I'd pray you'd move in a mighty way. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All God's people say, amen. Ask you